सहनौ भुनक्तु सवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। मे ब्रह्मन् प्रोटेक्टास्, मे ही गाइडस्, मे ही गिव अस स्ट्रेंथ एंड राइट अंडरस्टैंडिंग। मे लव एंड हार्मोनी बी विद अस ऑल। Peace, peace, peace be unto all. Vedanta Sara Apsadananda Yogindra. We are now toward the end of the book. Sadananda is trying to explain to us the meaning of the word Thou art that. Matha Mahavakyartho Varnate Mahavakya. Maha means great, Vakya means sentence. This is a great sentence. Why is it great? Because that this sentence has a power to knock out your ignorance, Maya, forever and make you illuminate. So it is a great sentence. You see, here is a person. He is acting on the stage. He is acting in the role of Rama. Again, he changed his dress. And then again he acted in the role of Vibhishan. Again he changed his dress and became normal, a regular human being. So these two acting on the stage, the dresses are different, the roles are different in that drama, but the person remains the same. Because it is a very difficult subject and very complicated, and something Sadananda is trying to explain to us through grammar. So I am trying to make you first understand that this he is going to explain to you. All these human beings you see around you are really Brahman with many dresses. Sometimes see with you know how many dresses you can put on, you know, you might have blue jean, you might have a pant, coat, tie, you might have a regular short, you know. You can have various dresses and can change your appearance. But as a human being, your body remains the same. That he is trying to explain to us. All these things which I explained to you are nothing but superimposition on the Atman. Upadhi, they change. But the substratum, that Atman, does not change. Consciousness does not change. Vakyartho, vakya and artho. There are two things are there. Vakya means sentence. Artho means word. If you do not know the word, you do not know the sentence. You do not know the meaning of the word cow. If I say, hey, bring a cow here, what do you mean? You will look at my face. You do not know the word cow. So Sadananda Yogindra says it is very vital for you to understand the meaning of each word. Then you will get the meaning of the sentence. It is true. When you remember when we started A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, when the little child learned the alphabet, then those alphabets combinations, you know, consonants and the vowels, how they meet together and make the words, car, bat, fat, mat, all these words come, and the children learn the vocabulary, and the father says, this is chair, this is cushion, this is carpet, this is this. This is the way each item the parents put into the child's mind. Then I remember in our child boyhood days, we had to memorize a book. They call it Junior Picture Word Book. Nearly 1,000 words are there. Same English word, Bengali word, meaning, how to pronounce it. So memorize it. Just words. I have that, I collected, I remember a few years ago when I went to India, I brought that one of the same kind of book here, that I was checking that how much vocabulary I have, how many words I know. It is very important. If you do not know the word, you cannot frame a sentence. So the word meaning is very, very important. You must know the meaning of the word, then only know the meaning of the sentence. So Sadananda is trying to explain the meaning of the words through grammar. I am just trying to make a ground, you see, so that you can understand what is in his mind. There are many great Vedic dictums, not many. Actually, people say there are four great Vedic dictums in four Vedas. Prajnanam Brahma, consciousness is Brahman. Tattvamasi, thou art that. Aham Brahmasmi, I am Brahman. I am Atma Brahma, this Atman is Brahman. These are the four great sentences in the four Vedas, which give us the understanding, the unity of Atman and Brahman. I am Brahman. You are Brahman. There is a beautiful story in the Vedantic tradition. Once 10 friends went to the other side of the river to see a show at night. When the show was over, they were returning to the other side. They came back. I think they crossed the river by swimming. When they came back, they were counting, they were thinking that whether if any of us is missing or not. So first person counted 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. He did not count himself. Immediately he was thinking that one is missing. Thus each one counted and that person did not count himself. So they were crying, thinking that one of them has been drowned. So a man was passing by when he inquired about their grief, about the cause of their grief. They said that, you know, one of our friends is gone. So we are very sad about it. So that this man says, all right, let me count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Dashastattamoshi, you are the 10th one. Immediately they got the knowledge that, yes, we 10 are all right, you know, we 10 friends, we went to the other side of the river, we are all right, nobody is missing. So this guru only said that, Dashastattamoshi, you are the 10th one. So Sadananda Jogindra says that when we want to attain this Vedic knowledge, we need a teacher. The teacher will give you the conviction, you are the tenth one. Now let us read, see that how he tried to explain this great Vedic dictum. Atha mahavakyato varnati idam tattvamasi vakyam sambandhatrayena akhandartha bodhakam bhavati sambandhatrayam nama padayu samanidhikaranyam padarthayor visheshana visheshya bhavah pratyagatma lakshanayor laksha lakshana bhavasyeti taduktam samanadhikaranyam cha visheshana visheshyata laksha lakshana sambandha padartho pratyagatmanam iti. Page 86, number 148. Now is being described the meaning of the great Vedic dictum. This dictum is a proposition conveying identity by virtue of the three relations of its terms, namely the word that. There are two kinds of sentences which merely shows the connection between its terms which denote distinct things. The other is an identical proposition. The former is illustrated in the sentence, bring the cow, and the latter in the sentence, this is the Devadatta. The sentence, the word that, is of the second type. Jiva Brahmir Vaikkhya Shruti Tatparya. The Upanishad, the main purpose of the Upanishad is to give the knowledge of the oneness between you and God. Jiva, this individual soul, is Brahma. Is nothing but that cosmic soul. How can I get that knowledge? You see, do you know what is the problem? Problem is ignorance. When Guru says you are God, immediately you close your eyes, my Guru is crazy. I am John. I have father, mother, brother, sister, wife, children. I am this, I am that. How can I be God? God is all powerful, infinite, all these things. It is impossible. Just see the mantra Guru gave you, you just try, when you started to meditate on that mantra, you found that Guru was crazy, his statement is crazy, absurd, and this is impossible things. Just see, for that reason, understanding this mantra is very, very important. They call it asambhavana viparit bhavana. The moment Guru gives the mantra, you say it is impossible. Then you think something else. I am Mr. So-and-so, I am Mrs. So-and-so, I am this, I am that. I am American, I am woman, I am man. All these things, all sorts of things we think. I am learned, I am rich, I am poor. All these ideas come to the mind. Just see. Sadananda wants to remove all those ideas from your mind and make you just right. To give you the knowledge, right knowledge. Without experiencing this mantra, nobody can experience the oneness with God, oneness with Brahman. First is samanadhikaranyam. Sambandatrayam Padayu Samanadikarinam. The three relations are Samanadikarinam, or the relation between two words having the same substratum. Visheshana Visheshabhava, or the relation between the import of two words qualifying each other so as to signify a common object. Laksha Lakshana Bhava, or the relation between the two words and an identical thing implied by them, here the inner self. The relation between two words having the same substratum, that between two words qualifying each other so as to signify a common object, and the relation between two words and an identical thing implied by them, here the inner self. He is just, Sadananda is going to, he is now making some statements, but he will give examples. You see, it is very difficult to understand these, some of these words without proper example. The mantras have powers, tremendous power. If I tell you, you are a rascal, stupid, if I give some very bad words, get out from this place, you will be angry, your face will be red, you will be humiliated, you say, what a person is Swami. I came to the Vedanta temple, he threw me out, kicked me out. I just used some words, I did not hit you. If I say, oh, he was so wonderful, fantastic work, such a great devotee, please come and, oh, Swami is wonderful. Just, I used some words, nothing else. It happened. An Englishman and you went to a barber shop in South Africa. He's a black man, does not know much English. While shaving, accidentally there was a cut. And this white man said, you are a damn rascal. He doesn't know the meaning of the word damn. He just shaved as usual. After 25 years, he brought a suit against that Englishman in the Transvaal War Court. The judge asked the man that, what is, I want to defamation suit against this Englishman. He told me, damn, 25 years ago. My goodness, 25 years ago this man told you, damn, and you now you are filing a suit against this Englishman. Well, yes. At that time I did not know the meaning. Today I got the meaning. I exactly know what damn means. I must sue this man. See the power of the words? After 25 years, he got the meaning. And he wanted justice from the court. Sometimes I shall skip the Sanskrit portion, but I shall sum up. Let me read a little. Samanadhikarinna is the relation. These are all grammar. All this, you know, he was talking, he is trying to establish the meaning of this mantra, this great Vedic dictum, through grammar. Samanadhikarinna is the relation between the two words having the same locus. For instance, in the sentence, this is that Devadatta, the word that signifying Devadatta associated with the past, and the word this signifying Devadatta associated with the present. Both refer to one and the same person called Devadatta. Similarly, in the sentence, the word that signifying consciousness characterized by remoteness, etc. And the word Tao, signifying consciousness characterized by immediacy, etc., both refer to one and the same consciousness, namely Brahman. Shaman Adhikarana, Shaman Adhikarana. Same vibhakti, case ending, I do not know. This is called Sanskrit grammar. Shuptingantam padam. Rama, Brahmana. Ram is Brahmin. So both are the same case ending. A Brahmin and this person Rama, his caste, you know, these two are identical. That he is trying to explain. His Brahminhood and the person Rama, both are one. That is called Shamanadhikaranya. Then next he will try to tell us Vishishana Vishishubhava. Vishishana Vishishubhava means, let me give an example. When it will come, I shall explain. It is coming. The second relation, that a Vishishana Vishishubhava, is the same sentence. This is the Devadatta. The meaning of the word that is Devadatta, existing in the past, and the meaning of the word this, existing in the present. There are contrary ideas, but still they qualify each other so as to signify a common object. Similarly, in the sentence, the word that, the meaning of the word that is consciousness characterized by remoteness, etc. And the meaning of the word Tao is consciousness characterized by immediacy, etc. They are contrary ideas, but still they qualify each other so as to signify a common object. The third relation, that of Lakshalakshanabhava, is this. In that very sentence, this is that Devadatta. The words these and that are their meanings by the elimination of contrary associations of past and present time, stand in the relation of implier and implied with Devadatta, who is common to both. Similarly, in this sentence, thou art that, also the words that and thou are their meanings by the elimination of contrary association of remoteness and immediacy, etc., stand in relation of implier and implied with consciousness which is common to the both. Here Sadananda Yogindra is trying to explain to us, again he will give illustrations, Lakshalakshanabhava. There are three kinds of Lakshana, indication. First called Jahat Lakshana. Jahat Lakshana means the meaning you will have to completely discard, otherwise you will not get the meaning. If I say sensuous river, sensuous city is on Mississippi River. And a city cannot float on the Mississippi River. So the meaning you will have to completely discard it, then you will have to get the meaning that sensuous is on the bank of the Mississippi River. That is called Jahat Lakshana. Discard the meaning, the word meaning. Ajahat Lakshana means you will have to discard some and take some. If I say the Shono Dhabati, the red is running, the red color is running. You know red color is an adjective, it is a color. Color does not run. Perhaps you are in the race course. You are seeing a red horse is running. So you give up some and you add some. That is the way you get the meaning of a sentence. Hey, look, the red is running. I just use the word and how will you get the meaning? Immediately you know that some red colored animal is running. Or red dressed human being is running, something like that. I remember once I was listening in the radio in Los Angeles. The avatar is running, the avatar is running, the avatar is in the first place. It's in, avatar is a race course. In America, you see. Avatar is the name of a horse in the Hollywood racetrack. The avatar is running, the avatar is running, avatar is in the first place. Funny. When I first heard the in advertisement of the Forest Lawn Mortuary, first there will be little music, then a girl will come with his sweet, soft voice. When my mother died, I was so brokenhearted. Then I went to the Forest Lawn Mortuary, and those people are so wonderful that, you know, I forgot all my grief. Then I said, and then they said that, you know, you come to the Forest Lawn Mortuary. I tell them, in this country, there is also a death campaign, you know. Come and die here. Mortuary people even advertise in the television and the radio. Come to our Forest Lawn Mortuary, beautiful chapel. Everything we shall take. I remember when I went to the Lapton Mortuary here on the Delmar Boulevard. When our old Swami died, they are showing, this is the beautiful coffin with mahogany wood, $18,000. Mm-hmm. You know, this is the once in your lifetime you are going to do it. And really, those coffins are so nice, soft and velvet cloth. And that pillow also, then I was telling, you know, if this coffin is so nice, do you know how do I feel? I feel I should die right now. And that man was looking at my face. That mortuary man was looking at my face. This page is so beautiful, cozy, I feel I should die right now, and you put me into that coffin. Forest Lawn Mortuary. Once I went there to conduct a memorial service of the president of Civil Liberties Union, you see. So, Shunodhabati, first is, you know, the meaning should be totally discarded. In the second case, meaning should be partly accepted, and partly discarded. And the third, jahat ajahat lakshana. When one part of a direct meaning of a sentence is given up and another part retained, it is called jahat ajahat lakshana. He was talking about the sentence he is trying to repeat again and again. This is that Devadatta. Devadatta is the name of a person. Suppose you are my friend. We are talking, you do not know Devadatta, I know Devadatta. I am the guru, and you are my disciple. I was telling you that, you know, I know a person. His name is Devadatta. He's a really wonderful, wise person. This way I just put all my ideas about Devadatta to your mind. And one day, Devadatta came, and I immediately introduced you to him. You know, this is that Devadatta. Means the Devadatta about whom I told you in the past, and the present one that who is in front of you, is the same person. So that this, that Devadatta, that remoteness which is in your mind in the past, and this immediacy which is present in your mind, these two things should be discarded. Devadatta is the main person. So when Tattamasi. Tat means that. Do you know what that means? That means Ishvara, God, who is omniscient, omnipotent, omnipresent, all-powerful, infinite, all-blissful, God. Tvam, thou, you are little knowledge, you have very little knowledge, you are ignorant, you are succumbed by Maya, you are various kinds of limitation, physical, mental, various problems, that is you. Thou. So that and thou, that God and this individual soul, how both can be the same? That is the question. You will have to understand what is the main focus. Thou art that means that infinite God and this finite human being, how this both can be the same. In upadhi, both cannot be the same. Look, how does it work? Here is a vast, gigantic elephant, perhaps 300, 400 pounds. And here is a little tiny ant, red ant. Both are conscious beings. The elephant is also conscious. This tiny little ant is also conscious. So there is a gulf of difference between this vast elephant and this tiny little ant. In power, in form, in manifestation, in every respect, these two beings, the little, you know, souls, are different. But in one respect, there is no difference, consciousness. The consciousness which is within this ant, the same consciousness is within the elephant. Here, consciousness manifested very little. There, consciousness manifested maximum. Let me give you another example, which is very vital to understand this aspect of Vedanta. Here is a piece of beautiful diamond. And it is in the glass case. And this glass case, this part of the glass is very clean, transparent. The middle portion is medium clean, medium transparent. This one, very rough, very unclean. So, when we are focusing, suppose we three persons seeing this through sides of the glass, the same piece of diamond we see differently. But the diamond remains the same. It's similar, these human beings have different kinds of minds. Pure mind, impure mind, dull minds, various kinds of minds. They have various layers of ignorance, darkness. So we see differently the up. This is also called Bhaga Lakshana. The literal meaning in the manner of the sentence, now he is trying to explain to us what is Visheshana Vishesha Bhava. Visheshana means adjectives. Vishesha means noun. Noun and adjectives. We cannot understand an object without through adjective. If I say, how is your wife? I do not know your wife. You started to explain to me, my wife, Swami, is beautiful looking woman, his face like a moon, her eyes like lotus petals, her voice is just like cuckoo, her hair like, you will tell something, you know. Then her body weight is 140. And she puts on this kind of dress. her skin color is like this, her eyes are blue. Do you know what are you saying to me? You are saying a bunch of adjectives. Nothing but adjectives. Then if I tell you, please stop adjectives, tell me what is your wife? How is your wife? You can't say nothing. Qualify. We qualify something. This chair, made from mahogany wood, a little brown color, it has a little stain. These are all adjectives on the chair. When you remove all adjectives, all qualification, all adjuncts, all attributes, that is Brahman. What happens that time? You become speechless, soundless, expressionless. That Sri Ramakrishna said, I have so many things to tell you. Divine Mother presses my mouth, I cannot speak. That is the realm of mysticism. You cannot express. Somebody came today, was trying to tell me his spiritual experiences, how is his kundalini has awakened, how his chakras are working and all these things. He sat and a nail came out, you know, the screw came out from the chair and experience. And then I told him, you know, I understand religion in a straight way, I do not understand religion that way. I do not understand religion through miracles and all this hocus pocus business. Vedanta goes straight. No. Oh, Swami, I felt my guru is angry because my ring turned into black. I said, all right. Go. I don't understand religion that way. I'm straight. Well, this thing happened. Those are all weak monomaniacs. Swamiji was traveling with a theosophist in India in a train. He was hungry. This theosophist asked, have you seen any Mahatma in the Himalayas? Swamiji says, oh, yes. I saw so many Mahatmas, but I am very hungry at present. You are hungry, then I shall feed you. So he gave Swamiji a nice meal. Swami Vivekananda. He was in itinerant days, but he got some nice food. Then, please tell us about the Mahatmas. What are they doing now? You are coming from the Himalayas. Swamiji said, you know, I understand you are an educated person. Why do you believe all this hocus pocus business? Mahatmas, Kutumi, all these things in Himalayan, they're singing, dancing, and all these things. All this bogus nonsense, who put all these things into your brain? This man was embarrassed. Swamiji scolded him right and left, after the nice meal. Try to understand religion, the truth. Experience, real experience. Real experience will transform your character, will eradicate your attachment for the world day by day. Your mind will dwell in God most of the time. You will float in bliss. You will be completely unselfish, pure, dedicated. Your heart will be full of love and compassion. Read this last part of the second chapter of the Gita again and again. There it says what is the science of an illumined soul. read the last 8 verses of the 12th chapter of the Gita. It will tell you what are the signs of a true devotee of God. All this hocus-pocus business. Some people, he educated, but stupid number one in the field of religion. This morning I spent 1.5 hours. But seems to be, then she says, Swami, I really love to come here. Bought some books. I call him Staji Swamiji. Staji the Swami Vivekananda, you will be right. Your brain will be just right. Your understanding will be clear. My goodness. In the phrase, the blue lotus, the meaning of the word blue is the blue color, and the meaning of the word lotus is the flower called lotus. They respectively exclude other colors such as white, etc., and other objects such as cloth, etc. Thus, these two words mutually stand in the relation of qualifier and qualified, and this relation means their mutual qualification or their unity. This interpretation of the sentence, since it does not contradict each other, meaning of knowledge, is admissible. Do you know what is in his mind? He is now first Shamanadikarana, Swayam Devadatta. That in old, you know, that, or you may see this way. This is John. This is that John. I knew that John, you know, when he was my young friend, when I was in school, he was coming from a poor parents. Now the same John got education, he is now a multi-millionaire successful businessman. So that poor John and this rich John, as John, both are the same. That is Shamanadikarana, same person. And now he is trying to explain these things through adjectives. And now, excludes. The moment I say blue lotus, that means that lotus is not white or green or yellow. Blue. And when I say lotus, that means that color is not connected with any floor or cement or wall or cloth or any other thing. Both exclude each other. And comes the one substance, blue lotus. He's trying to explain these things, that how these understanding, meaning of the words can come. Then he will reject all these understandings. Then he will come, you will see how he comes to the conclusion that these things are not admissible, these things is not admissible, but this one is acceptable. The contention of the opponent that the meaning of the words that and thou in this sentence, thou or that, may be established by the relationship of Shamanadikarana or Visheshana Vishesha, as in the phrase, the blue lotus without taking the help of Hagalakshana is now refuted. Though the words blue and lotus are themselves distinguished from each other, yet by their position in the phrase, they qualify each other so as to bring out a common idea. Not all lotuses nor all blue things are meant, but that lotus which is blue, and that blue color, which is associated with the lotus, are only meant. That is to say, they together mean what we know as the blue lotus. But in this sentence, the word that, the meaning of the word that is consciousness associated with remoteness, etc. And the meaning of the word thou is consciousness associated with immediacy, etc. If it is maintained that these two ideas, since they eliminate their mutual distinction, stand to each other in the relation of qualifier and qualified, meaning their mutual qualification of their unity, it involves a contradiction with direct perception and other means of knowledge, and therefore is inconsistent. Therefore, it has been said in this sentence, thou art that, the correct meaning is neither the union of the two ideas, not their mutual qualifications. The real meaning of the sentence, according to scholars, is an absolute homogeneous principle. Again, in this sentence, that word that, jahat lakshana, is not also admissible. As in the sentence, the cowherd village is on the Ganges. As I told you, that the St. Louis is in the Mississippi River. In that sentence, as it is altogether absurd to construe the word Ganga, Ganges, and cowherd village, literally in the sense of container and contained, respectively. That meaning of the sentence must be entirely abandoned, and it should refer by implication to the bank of the Ganga. Hence, in this case, the application of Jahat Lakshana is admissible. But this sentence, the word that, meaning the identity of consciousness characterized by immediacy or remoteness, involves contradiction in one part only. Therefore, it is not proper to abandon the other part as well and indicate something else by implication. Hence, in this case, Jahat Lakshana is not admissible. Nor can it be argued, just as word Ganga, Ganges, in the sentence in question gives its direct meaning and implies the bank, so may the word that and thou in the sentence thou art that gives up their direct meaning and mean implication, the contents of thou art that respectively. So why should it not be a case of Jahat Lakshana? In the sentence, the word bank is not mentioned, and therefore the meaning which is not explicit can only be derived through implication. But in the other sentence, the words that and thou are mentioned and their meanings are explicit. Therefore, it is not proper to use a lakshana here in order to indicate through either of them the sentence, the sense of the other thou art that. Nor ajahat lakshana applies in the sentence, as in the sentence, the red color is running. The literal meaning of that sentence, namely the running of red color, is absurd. This absurdity can be removed without abandoning the meaning of the word red by interpreting it to imply a horse of that color. Therefore, in this case, ajahat lakshana is admissible. But here, in the sentence thou art that, the literal meaning conveying an identical consciousness associated with remoteness, immediacy, etc., is self-contradictory. If without abandoning this meaning and other idea connected with it be implied, still the contradiction will not be reconciled. Therefore, in this case, ajahat lakshana is inadmissible. Nor can it be urged, either of the words, that or thou, may exclude the portion of its meaning which conflicts with the other word and imply a combination of the other portion with the meaning of the other word, the word that. Therefore, no necessity arises in of admitting bhagalakshana. Because it is impossible to conceive the same word as indicating a part of its own meaning as well as the meaning of another word. Moreover, when the meaning is directly expressed by the other word, it does not require the implication, application of lakshana to the first word to itself. Therefore, as the sentence, this is that Devadatta, or its meaning. Here, Sadananda Yogindra is giving his conclusion. This is that Devadatta, or its meaning, on account of the contradictions involved in one part of their import, namely Devadatta, as existing in the past and in the present, implies, by abandoning the conflicting portion, which has reference to time, only the non-conflicting portion, namely the man Devadatta. Similarly, the sentence, thou art that, or its meaning, on account of the contradictions involved in one part of their import, namely consciousness, characterized by remoteness and immediacy, implies, by abandoning the conflicting portion, which has relation to remoteness, immediacy, etc., only absolute pure consciousness, which is common to both, thou art that. That is the way he concluded. I know I read your book. I wanted to finish that portion because it is very confusing. I try to explain to you that what is Sadananda's mind. He sees that this great Vedic dictum can be interpreted through three ways. Samanadhikaranyam, where the same thing stay in the same place. Shomana Vibhakti. As I said, Rama is a Brahmin. This Brahminhood and this Rama both stay in the same place. Then here is kind of that red lotus or blue lotus. That blueness and lotus, they remain the same place. Well, these two are not applicable to this great Vedic dictum, Tattvamasi. Then which one is applicable? He says it is applicable is Bhagalakshana. That you will have to discard some portion and take the indicative meaning. When he says, Soyam Devadatta, and this is that Devadatta, that the remoteness and the immediacy, these two portions should be removed. Only Devadatta is taken, the man Devadatta, that is real. Similarly, when the Guru says Tattvamasi, Tat means that remote, unseen, invisible, infinite God. Tvam is living, visible, human soul in front of me. This remoteness and this immediacy, these two persons should be discarded. Only this Ishwar Chaitanya, that God consciousness and this Jiva consciousness, this consciousness should be united. That is the main purpose of this main meaning of the word Tattvamasi. You are neither the body, nor the mind, nor the senses. You are pure consciousness. That is the main focus of this mantra. You are pure consciousness. So all these discussions, all these grammar and all these things, he wanted to clarify the meaning of the word. If I clarify the meaning of the word, then he will get the meaning of the sentence that is in his mind. That I read to you. Now please ask me questions.
You are God, is we, when we think of God, we think of as all the descriptions you applied, omnipresent, powerful, perfect, so forth. That does not seem reasonable to the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that
running
the difficulty of that.
Exactly. You are right. At that time I feel I am weak, I am a human being, you know, I have so many defects, so many problems, how can I be God? That is true. And at the same time the scripture says that, you know, Jiva is Brahman, individual soul is Brahman. You see, for that reason, when we shall discuss the Mahabhagya next in our next class, you will find he will purify this ego. He will tell us, really speaking, you know, to give this illustration, here is a jar space and here is the vast space. The moment you, the jar space is thinking, I am a jar space, I am so limited, I cannot move, you know. I am dark and a vast cosmic space is lighted, luminous. So the moment you break this earthen jar, it becomes one with that vast cosmic space. So this limitation comes the moment we think we are the body-mind organism, you see. So this, we shall have to transcend the body idea, we shall have to transcend the mind, break all the duality. That comes through the spiritual disciplines. Then feel that I am the Atman. Very difficult, extremely difficult, but that is the only truth. What to do? Similarly, if some guru says, you know, that word, that, yes, guru, yes, that fellow is crazy. How can I be Brahman? Guru says, Tattvamasi, that word, that. That word, that means what? I know the meaning that. I know the meaning thou. I know the meaning of art. That really you know. That, yes, that means that something remote, oh, that. Here, that means God. And thou, also I know what thou means. You, art. You, that is the verb, oshi. Oshi is the verb. You, are God. That is the literal meaning. Then the moment Guru says, you are God, that means a body, mind, organism, 155 pounds, Chetanananda is God. That is the question. For the reason he is pounding, which aspect is God? For the reason he wants to remove all the adjectives, he wants to remove all the name and form, he wants to see this pure consciousness, which is in Chetananda, that consciousness is God, not this body-mind God. That is, you know, it comes if you read Bibeka Chudamani in the very beginning, when the disciple came to the Guru and asking Mohu Andhakari, I am roaming in darkness, I do not know what is good, what is bad. I am trapped by Maya. I am in pain, agony, misery, suffering. Is there any way I can get out from it? Usti upaya. There is a way. You take instruction from me and practice what I say, then you will be illumined. At the end of the book, that same disciple was telling his guru, Kwa gatam, kwa vadinam. You know, previously I used to see the world, but that world is gone. I used to see myself, me too, my ego, everything is gone. Hai aho majsham, aho dhainam, dhainoham, dhainoham, blessed am I. What a joy I have. I love to sing dance. At that time he attained the liberation, Jivan Mukti. He is expressing his experience of that oneness of Brahman to his guru. Previously that fellow came there with pain, suffering, misery, agony, grief, ignorance. And that if you read the whole Viveka Chudamani, he will find the evolution of that soul. How, in what stage he came and in what stage he reached and what happened. So it is very common. We sometimes pound, I am Brahman, I am Brahman, I am Atman. When I get headache, I cannot meditate. See how body conscious we are. When you are hungry, our teacher used to say, are you Brahman, Atman? Of course I am Brahman. Why do you go to the dining hall for food? When you hear the bell, Brahman does not eat. Which is the prana, the vital energy in your system, that energy eats. Your body does not eat, your mind does not eat. Atman does not eat. You are telling you are the Atman, why do you go to the dining hall? I have not reached that stage yet. I need food. Which is the prana, consumes food in the human system. It is a very difficult subject, but anyhow, I just gave you some ideas. With some grammar portion, simply forget it. I sometimes get confused, I tell you frankly. When too much grammar comes, they fight each other. This is the view of the opponent. This is the view of Vedantin. This is the view of the opponent. This is the view of the Vedantin. It is in a question and answer form, in a dialogue form, so that you can understand that how this dialectic system, you know, works. Masatoma satkamaya, tamasoma jyotirkamaya, mritturma amritamgamaya, aviravirma yedhi, rudrajate dakshinamukam, tinamam pahinityam, om shanti shanti shantihi. Lead us from the unreal to the real, lead us from darkness to light, lead us from death to immortality, light us through, and guide us evermore with thy loving presence. Peace, peace. Peace be unto all. Jai Ma. adopt Ramakrishna's method. He says, Rajamura Bad Diana. Give up the head and tail, take the essential part. I told you whatever I have to say. You take what suits you. That is Ramakrishna's method.